Hi, Daniel. This is Deborah Taveras with StopTheCrime.net, and I'm also running a number of other websites, including SmartMetersMurder.com, as well as a most important website as well, PrimaryWater.org. So I hope that everyone who's listening has a pencil and paper, and they're going to take copious notes as we plow through some really heavy, very disturbing information on the program. Thanks, Daniel.
All right. Now, of course, if it gets longer, I will have to interrupt you because we have people that will be asking questions. But I want you to have also, I want you to have all the time you need, but just be listening for me to sort of ask questions in between there. Well, Deborah, welcome to the program. So much to talk about tonight. And really, I kind of would like to start with the primary water because I know about and have been watching the StopTheCrime.net for a long time. But what's going on with primary water?
Well, what is important for everybody to know that is listening is we have a YouTube up, and it's entitled Primary Water Explained. And I think the most important aspect of primary water is to understand that water is renewable, and we're being sold the illusion that we are running out of water, and we are not. The water primary water is created deep within the earth from the synthesis of hydrogen and oxygen, and under tremendous pressure from the earth's internal heat, H2O in the form of vapor is forced upward through the rock fissures, which are the weakest areas of the earth's crust, and that becomes liquid as it cools. And primary water is forced upward, while atmospheric water is subject to the effects of gravity. So we have sadly been taught in school that our water comes from rain and snow melt. That's the secondary water supply. And water actually is created. In fact, it's really important to understand what happened in Libya when the United Nations and NATO and the U.S. took Libya out because Muammar Gaddafi had constructed the largest irrigation system in world history. And he was tapping into primary water cycles. And this supplied about 6.5 million cubic meters of fresh water per day to various cities in Libya that enabled the country to grow fruits and vegetables and grains otherwise impossible to cultivate in the desert. And the project had cost about $25 billion and was completed without financial support from any major countries or loans from the IMF. And that therein was the problem. The bankers wanted control of Libya, as they are now seeking control of Venezuela and crushing Venezuela and Cuba right now. But in 2011, the incredible achievement that Muammar Gaddafi had built, the Great Man-Made River Project, was destroyed by NATO with depleted uranium nuclear bombs, cutting off the water supply to over 6 million people in Libya and sending them into a humanitarian crisis. So this is all part of the genocide program to lead us to believe we're running out of water. Now, what's going to be happening locally in every town and every city with everyone that is listening right now, I would highly, highly recommend everyone become familiar with your adopted climate action plan. So, for example, you could type in California climate action plan. Or, I live here in Northern California, I could type in Sonoma County Climate Action Plan, and you will see your climate action plan. The climate action plan tells you that you are going to be reduced with not only electricity, but also water, and there will be allocations. An example of that here in Northern California, and it's coming everywhere. So when you hear me refer to California, I want you to remember this is a global assault on the water supply. And with the assault on water comes the assault on property and where we can live. Because as they identify rural country properties as not having water, the health departments are going to come out and red tag our properties and move us off our land. Mm-hmm. But it's far worse than that. And I know that what I'm saying right now sounds absolutely crazy, but it's far more crazy than just even that. So everyone needs to quickly learn the water facts and not mm-hmm. be tricked with water. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, as you know, Daniel, they pulled a fast one on us also was telling us that we were running out of fossil fuel. And in fact, we all know that our petroleum never came from dead dinosaurs. So there's a very good YouTube to watch, Origins of Oil. It's a 15-minute YouTube. Now, as we go through the program tonight, Daniel, my intention is to do cliff notes into what has taken years and years of our research team to learn. Because the way things have amplified and the amount of increased weather events that we are suffering here in the United States and overseas as well, are going to escalate dramatically, and particularly with respect to fires and tornadoes and flooding.
Yeah.
These are prescribed in the climate action plans. People will often ask, well, where can we move to be safe? Well, I tell them, just look up your climate action plan. There's an interesting climate action plan in Indiana, and it talks about all the consequences of climate change, including increased amounts of viruses and pests and floods and outages. Black starts, as they're called, are going to become increasingly more of a standard where we don't have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go over that too a little bit. But with as far as water goes, I want everybody to imagine and remember we have hot and cold springs. And it doesn't matter what kind of artificial drought we're thrown into, those springs continually bubble up. We have geysers that spray up out of the ground consistently, and people need to ask, where is that water coming from? There are oases in deserts where it seldom rains. Where does that water come from?
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful mountains, the volcanic mountains in the Hawaiian Islands, at the tops of the mountains where it doesn't snow, here is primary water gushing up and cascading down the mountainside. So as people watch primary water explained, they're going to learn the truth about water, because we are going to be taken down by lack of access of water, and also the reduction of oxygen in our air supply. So it's absolutely unbelievable what is happening. I want to say that we've just now received letters from Pacific Gas and Electric here in the Northern California area. Pacific Gas and Electric has admitted being the cause, because of their equipment, for the Paradise Fire. That's a cover for the fact that there were directed energy weapons used. And that Pacific Gas and Electric, who, by the way, is Rothschild, I hope everyone understands, our utilities are run by Rothschild, and globally.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that right now we're receiving letters on upcoming power outages for the fire season of 2019. We've had tremendous floods up here in Northern California. They're using... when I say they, I'm talking about whoever you want to think the they is. It's the rich men of the earth, the psychopaths, the controllers, all of the above and more. So I'm going to refer to that as they for the sake of getting information out quickly. Again, I can't encourage people enough to go to stopthecrime.net, go to our YouTube video channel, and sign up, and you'll get our email blast out, because we're discovering, Daniel, more of the takedown methodology every single day. And at the end of the show, I want to say, hopefully, carve out about 5 minutes to talk about what we've most recently discovered that will just shock everybody, as it has shocked us.
Okay,
so,
Deborah, let me
ahead.
Ask something. Are you anywhere near the Oroville Dam?
Well, I want to talk about that. That's in Central California, and fortunately, no, we're not downgrade from the Oroville.
Mm-hmm.
The intention is to use the infrastructure worldwide for booby trapping. And while that sounds preposterous, everyone needs to understand this is in the document. You can't make this stuff up. We're being told that the global foundational infrastructure, which includes dams and reservoirs, levees, bridges and roads, were built for a different type of climate.
Mm-hmm.
They were not built for climate change. And due to the enormity and the change of rain flow and water, we're going to collapse. Now, the truth of the matter is that over 60-plus years, all of the infrastructure has not been maintained. Money that should have gone into maintaining our infrastructure in the United States has been siphoned off and used and weaponized against us, and this is worldwide. So the Oroville Dam and other dams is a very, very interesting topic, and I want to cover that right now so that everyone's very clear on what is happening with the dams worldwide, because again, these are used as part of the booby trap mechanism worldwide. And I talked about this recently in my talk in London. We've just gotten back from London where we talk about all of these things. And what has happened with the dams, I want everybody to realize that the dams is a methodology of moving around drinking water or irrigation water, which is the secondary water supply. And in thinking about the fact that primary water can be moved around like Muammar Gaddafi did in a series of wells, and by the way, those people that are accessing primary water have much higher IQs. So we have been substantially poisoned by the illusion that drinking water comes from rain and snowmelt, because of course that falls from the atmosphere where there's been bomb testing, chemtrailing, all of the poisons and toxins, runs over the hills, over the irrigation, over our fields, over all of the toxins, poisons, fertilizers, into these cauldrons that they call reservoirs, that they add more toxins, fluoride, chlorine, etc., and then serve it up in our municipal water supply, fluoride included, which of course fluoride's highly corrosive and eats up the pipes. But we won't go into how all of the poisons are delivered to us from the false delivery system of reservoirs and dams. Because when we started researching the fact that they're delivering toxic water into all of our municipal water supplies, when in fact we have primary water, in fact, before the California Aqueduct was built, primary water experts were going down to Los Angeles pleading with the water controllers there to deliver the water via the series of wells like Muammar Gaddafi did. But they would not, because the intention of the controllers was to control and poison the water supply so that we would be in a very weakened condition and our immune systems would suffer for the slow kill that is in all of the genocide programs. We'll go over the report from Iron Mountain in a minute. But the dams, let's think about this. We typed in dams and reservoirs and earthquakes, and cascading under those searches were hundreds of dams and reservoirs that caused earthquakes, where earthquakes never were created before. So what has happened? Well, as a builder, fortunately, I understand what impoundment meant when they were describing it, and that is a tremendous amount of weight in that area with the reservoir that is a containment of water. And impoundment, with that heavy load on the geological structure and with the water, which acts like a lubricant, when those dams fill in the winter and then are released in the summer, there are multiple earthquakes. Anyone listening, you can look this up. They know that dams and reservoirs cause earthquakes. I think of it like this. Fake lakes cause quakes, and they know it. Now, they're getting ready, I'm sad to say, to likely breach the Oroville Dam. It would certainly address a number of opportunities in that it would wipe out a couple hundred thousand people and homes, devastate the farmland in the region there, impact the central core of California, have impact throughout the entire state, and it would reduce the amount of water delivery that is being delivered to Los Angeles, all under the illusion that atmospheric water is how we get our water supply. Mm-hmm. And I can only say that these are war crimes beyond definition, Daniel. And sadly, we don't have mm-hmm. a system in place of mm-hmm. protection.
Well, Deborah, let me ask you something, though. When you're talking about, you're almost talking about a population sacrifice there for some unknown or known or beginning to be known agenda. But didn't we learn from 9/11 that the sort of sacrifice of people really it doesn't bother those in control that much if it accomplishes their agenda?
Yeah, it's a blood sacrifice, and actually a tremendous amount of power is gained by those satanic people that continually create these blood ritual sacrifices. We see that in the trafficking of children and in the bloodletting and the eating of cannibalism of people. We see that with the blood games. In fact, I guess I want to get this out of the way and say this right now, and then we'll get into the report from Iron Mountain. But I'm going to leave the earthquakes right now and the fake lakes make quakes. I just want everyone to understand this is what is going to be happening to the infrastructure, and this includes levees as well. And also there will be atmospheric rivers, which is the new name for the dumping of the weaponization of the water in the warfare overhead, atmospheric rivers. What they did here in Northern California, and they will be doing worldwide, is they will be using the wastewater treatment plant to swamp. And those wastewater treatment plants are highly contaminated. And when they swamp these wastewater treatment plants and all the fecal and urine and pharmaceuticals are breached into the low-lying areas, which make their way down streams and creeks to the ocean. And I find it interesting because oftentimes when we have flood events, everyone listening needs to check. It seems as though we frequently have high tide. What does that mean with a high tide? Well, that means that our streams and creeks and rivers are not immediately flowing out into the ocean. It's backing up. And we had such a horrific flood event here a few mm-hmm. months ago in Northern California. Right after, of course, we're still in a war economy because of all of the fires. We're decimated here. Any area in the country that has been recently decimated by some of the weaponized weather technologies is now in a war economy.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the new kind of accounting that is coming mm-hmm. in.
Yeah,
but
we don't even need to start.
Go ahead, Daniel.
We don't even need to talk about chemtrails because we're assuming our audience is educated on the matter. This show's been going on for a while, but I don't think there's anybody left that doesn't believe that chemtrails hasn't been raining down crap from above. But let me ask something, Deborah. I keep getting reports that the municipal water supplies, particularly in California, have psychotropic drugs in them. There's so many people taking drugs, and when it goes to sewage, and they're rerouting it and putting it back, and people are drinking it. Is that true?
Well, they are recirculating the usage. They're saying that we have to have zero waste. And many wastewater treatment plants now are for the treating of sewer and urine and pharmaceuticals to be utilized in the municipal water supply. Now, there are many areas throughout the country that are doing this. It is now becoming more of a global expectancy that we're to drink our own fecal and urine and pharmaceutical water.
And that might
everywhere.
That might work with Pete Buttigieg, but it doesn't work for the rest of the country.
Well, I want to say that sadly, San Francisco, for example, has a combined wastewater treatment system and overall drainage system in one line, which is very prevalent throughout many areas in the country. And they are allowed 25 releases of this into the Pacific Ocean per year. Now, our water as a country is highly contaminated. We certainly heard about what happened in Flint, Michigan with the lead, mm-hmm. but there are many other locations within the United States that are even more highly contaminated with higher levels of lead than even in Flint, Michigan. And, of course, the gesture of giving these folks bottled water is inane because they're bathing in it, they're washing their clothes in it. And right now, too, we have learned that Paradise that burned in 2018 mm-hmm. here in Northern California has now reported benzene in the water supply. Benzene is cancer-causing, and benzene was reported here in Santa Rosa after the fires in 2017. And benzene is basically as a result of burning up the plastic lines because the fires are so hot and so fast. And so we have highly poisonous water everywhere. If I were to say anything at all to listeners, I would recommend that you go to primarywater.org, mm-hmm. that you take a look at how to access primary water, mm-hmm. and you do it right now while you are still able to get well drilling equipment into your areas, because now they're creating moratoriums against the ability to drill for wells. But sadly, just like the medical doctors, most well drillers are unaware of primary water. And there is an important aspect of identifying where to drill. We are the water planet. Our land masses are floating on primary water, and it is fairly easy to get to. And I know many, many people that have gotten to primary water, and I have personally witnessed the drill rigs and accessing primary water. And they've done this in mm-hmm. Africa and California, all over the world.
Yeah.
So the best part of anything I can say right now, Daniel, is everybody that can help anybody in the rural country area get to water, additional for water so that you can do above ground storage, get in generators and fire lines so you can fight the fires. Fires are going to escalate worldwide, not just in California, but in areas where fires were not prevalent mm-hmm. in the past.
Yeah. Well, here in Indiana, we're suffering from a deluge of rain. It's like it's getting ready to flood. But let me ask you something, Deborah. Is filters like the big Berkey, are those capable of getting these human feces, fecal matter, urine, nastiness out of the water out there?
Well, I can't address how each individual system works. I know that, interestingly enough, the Berkey filters were outlawed in California. So I would consider treating your water any way you can if you're not able to get to primary water. Mm-hmm. Do your own research into that, but get equipment. Our survival now is dependent on acquiring equipment to treat the intake of food and water and even air. Now, in order to survive as long as possible, because mm-hmm. this is coming down on us very, very, very rapidly.
Well, and that's something I've said on the show here before, Deborah, and this show's been going on since 2004, actually, but the sea change that happened in 2016 and various things, whether you're for Trump or against him, but the political situation changed so fast. And the curtains were pulled back so fast, people should not think, well, I'll be able to prepare when I see something coming. I mean, biblically, it says, you know, that it said that the great harlot burned in a day, you know. And so I think people need to be aware of that.
Well, there's absolutely everything you said is correct. The illusion of having representation in the White House is an illusion. I would recommend everybody watch a couple of videos. First, I would recommend you watch a 3-series YouTube called The Swamp. There are 3 YouTubes there. Mm-hmm. It shows a newly elected congressional members in the White House, in their congressional offices, believing that they have been elected to do the right thing, and they find out that they don't control anything. It's the mm-hmm. staffers.
Mm-hmm.
And several of these men are literally gang stalked and run out of office. Another extremely important movie I would recommend everybody watch is called Vice, V-I-C-E. It is about Dick Cheney, and you will see how the continued use of executive orders expanded. We are run by executive orders. We are not run as we have thought. In fact, I think the sooner people understand that we're under a worldwide government of occupation, I'm going to repeat that, we're under a worldwide government of occupation. And what is the definition of occupation? It's the seizure and control of a country by military forces using weapon systems. Silent weapons systems are engaged to massively reduce and control the population worldwide. Mm-hmm. Make no mistake.
Mm-hmm.
There is absolutely nowhere to hide. We're watching our brothers and sisters, our neighbors in other states, being decimated in disguise by weather weapons. It's time to wake these people up so that they can at least be prepared. Because what I have most recently discovered is the fact that now they're going to say, because of the launching of 5G, that that's going to interfere with weather, the ability to forecast weather. So what is being said with that is we're going to be hit at the dead of night without even an advance forecast. Now, many of us that understand the weaponization of chemtrails and what they're doing, we can just look up. I can look up here in the sky in Northern California, and I can see by my local PSYOPs news, massive disinfo news. I mean, the weather is reported eight times an hour, and it's a lie every single time. But they'll tell us there may be some rain later on in the day, and that's only as a cover, so that as people see these enormity of these cloud structures being formed with all the carbon black in them, we know that these are going to be delivered somewhere in the country and hit and wipe out someone, some city, somewhere. And so I think it's going to be now up to all of us to open our eyes and see what we see and help each other survive, because literally what we're now being told is there won't be even advanced warnings.
Mm-hmm.
And but there are going to be massive power outages, as I said earlier, massive power outages. They call it black start. What we recommend is that everybody turn your lights off for the weekend. Don't flip your switches. Live in your home without the power. Just don't turn it on. Make a list of the things you need in order to survive. I can tell you here in Berkeley, California, I just learned that the Berkeley Fire Department is giving out free generators in neighborhood blocks with a housing that goes around them, as long as there are emergency practices happening. And, of course, we're paying for these generators. Everyone that's listening, you're paying for Berkeley's free generators so that they'll be somewhat prepared to survive the impending earthquakes that we're going to have, the continued flooding and landslides and the massive fires and more.
Deborah, let me ask you something, Deborah. I've read over time that that Nestle has been buying up water sources. Even the Bushes have been going from oil to buying underground reservoirs or aquifers. Is that true? Or is there a buying binge by the controllers to control all the water?
Well, it's a massive land grab. Again, we have primary water. There aren't any single aquifers that are singular anywhere that we can't access here in our country right underneath our feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just basically buying up the land. Now, the fact that they could potentially have large aquifers, so mm-hmm. be it. Mm-hmm. We're, again, the water planet. So I think if people mm-hmm. understand how water is created, they won't look at that so much as buying up the water supply. Again, that's part of the illusion. I know that Nestle was taking water out of the Great Lakes and hauling it to China. And, of course, that is, again, to create the illusion that we're running out of water. I was recently in Ireland, and in Ireland it was said that Dublin was going to run out of water in 70 days. Again, a play in the media that people were going to run out of water. And it was a way in which to try to foist the wireless water meters on the people in Ireland that had never had the wireless water meters before. Interestingly enough, even though Ireland is very heavily fluoridated because of the Fighting Irish mm-hmm. In those folks, very heavily fluoridated to keep them in control, there were the water ferries at night that went around and disabled the attempt to deploy the wireless water meters. Now, everybody that's listening, find out if the wireless water meters are being deployed in your area now, because they are in every area that I'm familiar with right now. It's under deployment, mm-hmm. just as the electric wireless smart meters were deployed That's all part of the requirements in the climate action plans. Those climate action plans are worked on in your areas and approved by your unelected officials that you believe you've elected to your city councils and to your county board of supervisors, and they're running genocide and United Nations policies in through the planning policies and the building policies in your city.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely have looked at these policies, again, coming from a builder background. As I started to look at these policies, Daniel, we were absolutely flabbergasted. The degree in which this is already entangled into our local building codes throughout the country and worldwide. This is a worldwide extinction and extermination mm-hmm. program. I would also highly, highly recommend that everyone understand what we've recently discovered. Now, for many of you, you may have heard about the YouTube I put up in 2015 called The Plan to Burn Up Northern California. If you've not heard that YouTube, I would recommend that you listen to it, The Plan to Burn Up Northern California, because I am reading an email exchange between Pacific Gas and Electric, a.k.a. Rothschild, and the California Public Utility Commission. That is a commission also set up to do the bidding of Rothschild. In other words, all the rate increases that we're receiving for electricity and all of the dismantlement now of the we've got a dam north of us that because of the bankruptcy that PG&E is in, they're abandoning this reservoir. And it supplies it supplies 600,000 people here in Northern California. And again, of course, that's the secondary water supply. But I've gone to water meetings. No one will listen to primary water. So it's most important that you learn, that you teach your children. We are not running out of water. And don't let these mind control city officials, honestly, mind control, because they're sitting in areas of extremely high frequency. And we know that the frequencies control our minds. And that's what's mm-hmm. happening, and that's going
Let me ask something, Deborah. I was talking the 5G aspect of this. I heard a news blurb the other day, and somebody was saying they're going to require 1 5G tower for every 75 homes. I can't imagine how many towers that would be. It sounds that is brain extinction level right there, isn't it?
Well, it's for hive mining, for controlling each and every single one of us and killing us, because we do not survive. Our biological structures do not survive under that kind of intensified frequency. We have a tab on stopthecrime.net about 5G, and 5G is linked to more than just an assassination grid. It's also linked to the eventuality of becoming the required foundation for the RFID chip.
Okay, looks like her battery may have went dead there. Let's see if we can get her back up here. Of course, in California, they may have cut the wire.
Hi.
Hey, Deborah.
Hi. Okay, so it's important to understand that the 5G is also the mark of the beast. I'm going to go over what 5G is mm-hmm. besides an extermination frequency grid, because biologically we will not be able to sustain those kinds of frequencies. In fact, I think the easiest way in which to understand frequencies, I think Olli Johansson said it best. Olli Johansson worked at the Karolinska Institute, and he was really helping us here in Northern California in the early days of opposing the deployment of smart meters. He wrote a number of letters. He said this. He said any frequency that is artificial will cause a biological degradation of our systems. And so the more you amp that up, the more we will suffer. And on StopTheCrime.net, we have a symptoms list, and I would hope that everybody would download this symptoms list. Your doctors will not be able to identify. They are not trained to understand what is happening to all of us. This is a transhumanism agenda, and it is a genocide program.
Wow.
And if you go into your doctor as some young woman did in the UK, to talk about a new cell tower that was recently located near her home. They literally came to her door, Daniel, and picked her up and put her in a psych ward against her will. And she called a radio show from her cell phone from the psych ward to let everybody know she was being detained against her will. This is what we have coming. So I would recommend that everybody type or download the symptoms list from Stop the Crime. Mm-hmm. Many of the things that most of us now are already starting to feel are confusion, short-term memory loss, headaches, migraines, mm-hmm. vision disruption, or eye problems. Now, the vision disruption and eye problems are also occurring now because of the proliferation of the LED streetlights and the headlights that cars have. There's something most important that everyone needs to know about. You can get Blue Tech lenses, BLUTECK lenses, in your eyewear. And if you don't wear glasses, you still need to consider, at least know about what you can do to protect your mm-hmm. Your eyesight, because this is going to cause blindness. Mm-hmm. What they're finding right now is the impact of blue light and how, for health effects, it's causing fatigue and difficulty staying mm-hmm. focused, falling asleep, and migraines, many of the same symptoms that are being caused by frequencies. But it's also causing early onset cataracts. Again, frequencies do that as well. The risk of macular degeneration, that's an exploding epidemic in eye disease. Increased risk of diabetes, and also causes obesity. So you see, of course, the kids using the desktop mm-hmm. computers.
Well, you mentioned blue glasses. It kind of reminded me of Hillary Clinton when she started having seizures. She went to blue glasses. Maybe she was trying to turn off the, maybe she was early on the 5G network. Listen, Deborah, we've got just a few questions. Let's go ahead, and at least maybe a little bit off topic. Remember where you're at, but we got to include our viewers. So let's get to a few questions, okay?
Sure, certainly.
All right, you don't have to give long answers to them because we've got a lot to go, and we'll come back to you. Certainly want to hear what you have to say. All right, Dreamwalker out of YouTube. Here's a controversial question to start us off with. Is there any evidence that aliens are wanting to take our water?
Okay, so Dreamwalker, I look at aliens as demonic demons, and I think everybody looks at what the alien agenda is differently. Everyone that is listening, I would refer you to the report from Iron Mountain. Go to YouTube and watch the movie. It's about 2 hours and 20 minutes, The Report from Iron Mountain. Mm-hmm. And no, I'm seeing that people are taking our water. I am seeing that the World Bank is setting up on our water supplies in every city. People, your presumed elected officials that are all working for the corporation, we are not only USA Inc., we are Earth Inc. Mm-hmm. And I see human compromise. Mm-hmm. And I see massive mind control. So again, I can't underscore, though, enough, we have the report from Iron Mountain up on StopTheCrime.net mm-hmm. on our YouTube video channel.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that the YouTube itself is Christian-based. It aligns itself to biblical scripture. Mm-hmm. If you are not inclined to go along with that viewpoint, then read the document itself, the report itself. Mm-hmm. It doesn't align itself to
well, when you say supposed elected officials, I instantly think of Brexit in England. They voted for it how many times, but their supposed officials refuse to give the people what they asked for. Same thing with the wall on the southern border. People keep getting elected to build a wall, and we keep getting no wall, and judges striking down.
This is just a psyops, a distraction mm-hmm. to keep us rallying behind things of really no significance, because things are rolling out quickly. Mm-hmm. The intensified weather events are escalating. Mm-hmm. We all saw what happened in Missouri here the mm-hmm. other day. You've all been watching the fires here in California. Mm-hmm. You're going to all be burning, flooding, and being tornadoed and
wow.
cycloned out too.
I don't want to be tornadoed, man. Hey, all right, Doreen 8951, or Doreen out of YouTube. Do you believe that weather changes are due to Nibiru?
I believe that weather changes are what we were told in the 1960 CIA document, the Memorandum on Climate Control. Now, I know what she's talking about with Nibiru, but I would recommend that everybody go and look up CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Control. I will tell you that climate control operations have been ongoing for many, 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 many decades. Certainly, we can go back even beyond Vietnam when they used Operation Popeye to wash out the Ho Chi Minh supply line. Even back in Cuba, sadly, when my dad became a victim in Cuba, and I won't go into that right now, but they used in the mid-70s on Cuba, I think it was either called Operation Blue Nile or Nile Blue. The United States not only created the embargo against Cuba with the ships and the Soviet subs and all of this, but they also created an embargo of the weather and were trying to literally wipe out the ability for Castro to make money on the sugar crop.
Okay.
And now at this point, weather events are being used if states, nations, or regions are not compliant, or that they want to force massive migration and relocation and decimation of life and property.
All right, this is from our moderator. Speaking of 5G, what are some of the concerns that we should be having about the upcoming 5G network? And by the way, it's here in Indianapolis. I don't know, is it out there where you're at?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. What's important to, of course, understand is that 5G is also all part of what the smart cities are telling us. Smart cities are literally, and not all of us are going to make it into these smart cities. I have a YouTube up called Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller. That was attacked by YouTube, but because it's all based on documents, they restored it. Again, Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller. Listen to it. But smart cities are running on a number of acronyms, 5G, AV for autonomous vehicles, CV for computer vision, and MR. So 5G is the foundational technology for the dense wireless networks that all the tech is going to be built upon. I'm going to expand upon that in a minute. CV, of course, is the video as sensors, the eyes of all the cities. We see cameras everywhere throughout our cities. When I was in London, even in Ireland, cameras are deployed everywhere, as they are here in Northern California. They're even in the Bureau of Land Management areas as well. Also, mixed reality, MR, it's an augmented reality. It's plain old reality mixed together to bring digital overlays so that we will be able to live outside this horrific, evil reality that we're in and pretend we're somewhere else. Then, of course, the autonomous vehicles will change the idea of car ownership and the last mile travel, but also radically change the way we manage logistics of delivery of goods. Real-time software technology. The what's very important is that the autonomous vehicles are run on LIDAR. They pulsate at a million times a second in a 360 around these cars. No one lives in the proximity of these pulses with LIDAR. In fact, LIDAR is becoming the weaponized technology that is going into place on the hilltops of areas that have suffered severe fires or floods. They're coming in and they're saying, we need a emergency warning system. So we're going to deploy LIDAR systems where you can actually go to a specific website, as we can here in Northern California, and in real time, anytime, watch it, what is happening on the ground. These are military weapons. They can see out a few hundred miles, and it is a frequency of death. This is a military war frequency. But then there's artificial intelligence, which are the brains of the city. And the real power of all of the technologies that they're using is unlocked when you combine the 5G, the AV, and utilizing the data source from the city, the cities via the computer cameras and sensors to anticipate obstacles in real time all the time, and using AI to process the data and coordinate with the autonomous vehicles for maximum street-level effectiveness, all of this nonsense. But these are military weapons systems disguised as civilian enhancement devices. Now, let's talk about what's also behind the 5G. Again, it is a network to handle all high-speed data in combination with powerful space probe networks as well, and to handle high speed. And people are going to be going for the implanting of the RFID chips, and 5G is going to be a foundational frequency base for that, for the New World Order era being RFID implanted. It will be trendy and cool, and of course most people, employers and businesses, are going to require that. We're hearing about many people that think it's so fabulous to have these RFID chips implanted in their hands. We know that there's smart rent now, where people can go into an apartment building and unlock and access everything wirelessly with their cell phone. But more importantly, the RFID uses electromagnetic fields, and again, it will be an implant that's already being implanted in many areas throughout the world. In fact, when I was in the UK, I was talking to some people out of Kenya, Africa, and other areas as well, and RFID chips are already being implanted. But it is a new world order. It will be necessary in order to survive, and it'll be a requirement in order to buy or sell, and I kid you not. And the RFID chip will be the electronic device that you will have to have to access your bank account. It will contain all your Vita data. It'll be your virtual wallet in the New World Order with the One World virtual currency that we see rolling out right now, too, with Bitcoin and all the other aspects of the virtual replacement of our phony fiat currency with air. But having said that, it will be your personal identification information on that chip, your driver's license, the property that you own. It will interact with your smartphone in various applications, and you can use the RFID chip to unlock doors, which we know. But it gets worse. It's, again, going to store all the data about your doctor, hospital. Has built-in GPS, so it can track your location's activities all the time. It will remotely know about your health status and your mood status, and it will influence your health and mood status, as well as it can create blindness, it can eliminate your ability to hear, and it will remotely be able to dumb you down, and it will be able to record also everything you hear and everything you see, as well as wiping out and manipulating our memories. I'm going to add something right here. Many of you, I hope, know about the millions of targeted individuals worldwide. These are ways in which technology and different programs have already been initiated, and experimentation is over. It's basically being rolled out now on all of us. But the RFID chip and the 5G baseline frequencies is going to remotely put fake memories into your brain, and they're able to make you feel pain in selected parts of your body, and remotely monitor if you're hungry or thirsty, even make you desire to go to the restroom, change your decisions and your feelings, and people will not know how much remote suffering we will be enduring, and not even recognizing that the RFID chip can even remotely kill us. Right. And the majority of people will be desperate to have this chip.
All right, we got a couple other quick questions here for you. From Floor Worker out of YouTube, our chat, as you know, we have a couple of chats going on. Have you ever been the victim of gang stalking?
Yes. I have known many people also that have been the victim of psychotronic weapons. I like to think about that and explain it this way. I was very interested in what happened in the mid-90s with the Rwanda genocide. And when our research team was searching into what happened, what could potentially make an African, the Hutu Indian, the Hutu Africans attack and kill over a million Tutsis in the mid-90s during that Rwanda genocide, when the United Nations and all of the media backed away and let this massacre occur? Well, it turns out that there were CIA operatives on the ground, just like what is happening in Venezuela right now, to upset the entire structure of Venezuela and take over. They want to really literally cap off the oil supply to, again, create the illusion that we're running out of oil. They don't want any country pumping oil because it's a renewable. But having said that, I could say a lot more about that because I recently went to Cuba and I found out quite a bit of information, certainly about what was happening with the directed energy weapons used in Cuba on some of the embassy workers. But moving back into where I was talking, which I've now just suddenly lost, I was talking about, because I just want to roll into so much.
I want
to answer the question.
Well, yeah, but we were talking. This is interesting. What you were talking about is how that we.
The Rwanda genocide. Right. So there was CIA on the ground. They were creating a meetup with the two tribal leaders again in the mid-90s. And when the two tribal leaders met, they dropped a bomb on them, killing them. So in that one moment, the leadership of the tribal leaders was decapitated.
Ooh.
On the sideline, we had Hercules C-130 planes on the tarmac with microwave weapons on those planes. We flew over the Hutu tribes, blasted them with microwave weapons, and exacerbated the anger that they already had. So what psychotronics does is it exacerbates real emotions that people have, and it increases anger and really makes you believe that you have that anger, that you are justifiably and rightfully experiencing real anger when it is being exacerbated. The same thing happened with Desert Storm with the Operation God, where literally they had Allah talking to the soldiers. And we hit them with high-powered microwaves, which is why they were flying those white flags out of the ditches as we drove over them and buried them in the ditches.
Well, Deborah, let me ask you, you talk about unreasoned anger, not knowing why. I mean, Antifa and all these other kind of bizarre groups, women grabbing themselves and yelling at the sky, a lot of anger there. Are these the test subjects for this tech? Because they're
testing
angry as hell.
Testing is over, Daniel. They know exactly what this tech does, and most definitely we're seeing this expand in our cities and throughout our country and worldwide. All you have to do is look at all of the weapons that are deployed. The smart meters is a weapon system. Our cell phone is a weapon system. The cell towers, the antennas, on and on. The layers of frequencies have no end. In fact, we have also now discovered that they're utilizing utility poles. They have smart utility poles where they can literally track and monitor us in real time all the time, too, so that we can be watched as we're hit with weapons and they can enjoy the blood games. This is what is happening to us, to the human family. And the reason I am in the position that I'm in is I cannot tolerate what I see happening. It hurts me to the depth of my core to see the illusion and delusion. I was on with Dr. Stan out of Radio Liberty for a number of years, and he always opened up the show by saying it's reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will be. And when we first went back to Washington, D.C., to the Records Department, to find a document that if we found, we would determine that our lives were then changed forever. Because before I knew what I now know, I didn't know. I bit the Kool-Aid, drank it, hook, line, and sinker, and thought our country was protecting us, and would never have thought of flying the U.S. flag upside down, which means distress. We are in trouble, and we are in massive trouble. We are in the New World Order. It's not new. It is here. Mm. It's a one-world government already. Why do I say that? Well, all anybody has to consider is that the aerosol spraying program has no borders. There are no borders for the frequencies, the 5G, the cell towers. I can get as good a signal. I've been to Russia. We've been to South America, to Cuba, to Ireland, to England. I can get texts in minutes. There are no borders, and wars have been made up. in order to create wars and have everybody believe in an enemy and allow the military operations to now conduct war on us.
Mm.
All of our military are conducting war on us. Why do I say that?
Why do you say that?
Daniel, I was stunned, absolutely stunned, when I was reading an article that came out of a very affluent beach community in Southern California. The homes start at a few million dollars and go up,
mm-hmm.
and they're beachfront on the beach. And I was reading that the owners of these homes were up in arms about planned retreat. And I thought, what on earth is planned retreat? And I looked in at the planning codes and at what the planning department and the building department were up to, and I was stunned. They were telling these people in the code that they planned retreat means that you surrender your land to the sea. And in the NASA war document that I've talked about for many years now, it's on stopthecrime.net, I was aware of an operation that was done back in World War II. Had either one of the bombs not detonated on Japan, Auckland in the United States had created what they call a blast wave accelerator. It was mm-hmm. called Operation SEAL, S-E-A-L. And they could create then a 33-foot tsunami
mm-hmm.
with the blast wave accelerator. So I knew that they were making rogue waves, that they were causing all kinds of disasters at sea. I lived on the water in Europe on my family's boat for a year. I saw a lot of this firsthand, but I didn't know that that's what it was. And so as I started to look at these codes that were being put forth in these cities, I started looking, and I found out, and I have a YouTube up. Everybody needs to listen to this YouTube. It's called Coastlines Under Attack.
Mm-hmm.
Coastlines Under Attack. It is the same thing in the ocean that are happening overhead. Well, mm-hmm. not the same. It's a different technology. But it is the same control of technology. And what is happening is the forced relocation of all people that live in low-lying coastal areas. Forced relocation.
Mm-hmm.
They're claiming that this will represent the largest forced migration in United States history because 70% of the population lives on the coastlines worldwide. So, again, look at Coastlines Under Attack.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I've done many, many shows showing other documents. When we went to England, I pulled England's coastlines planned retreat, Ireland's coastlines. I mean, we're talking, these are island nations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're talking about storm surge and sea level rise and the erosion. This is being done by technology, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
They are destroying us. And why they want us off the coastlines is, of course, many souls. People feel better on the coastlines, which is why the majority of populations live there, because of the negative ions. It causes clearer and promotes clearer thinking
mm-hmm.
and fewer illnesses and diseases. So when they force us off the lands and we are in trauma and forced inland, we're then no longer into higher elevations, mm-hmm. we're far more susceptible to mind mm-hmm. control.
Yeah. Hang on for a second, Deborah. I know you're out there in California. I got a friend out in California, Christine, Kimberly Miller's sister. Christine, I appreciate you being a fan of the Edge television broadcast. Glad to know you're out there. Stay safe and watch the show anytime. Tell your friends too. Appreciate you, Christine. All right, Deborah, let me ask you something. People are talking about CERN having some part of this overall picture, the CERN Hadron Collider opening portals. Now, I don't know if that gets into weather modifications. Have you done any research? Is there any connection to all this with CERN?
Well, I have not studied CERN in depth. I have studied the geothermal geysers and how they are involved with weather modification. And we did a tour of the world's largest geothermal geyser right here in Northern California. And that creates acid rain and absolutely has much to do with the weather modification. People can go again to stopthecrime.net and watch the geyser tour. Also watch the poop tour. The sewer poop tour is what we call it.
We
went through a wastewater treatment plant, and we have a guide that took us through that plant. It will save you the nauseous stench that we had to endure when we went on this tour. But what you will find out with this particular wastewater treatment plant that we toured, they were diverting the wastewater 40 miles in piping up to the geothermal plant here in the Mayacamas Mountains above Sonoma County, where they were injecting, this is like fracking, and they were injecting all of this wastewater into the boreholes. Now, they have boreholes that are 13,000 feet deep. The majority are 8,000 feet deep. And they're generating electricity. Pacific Gas and Electric started this operation. They're generating electricity and selling it back to us here in this area if you sign up.
Well, I tell you what, I bet Anderson Cooper would like to go on a poop tour out there. But let me, that is some crazy stuff that you're talking about.
Well, I wanted to add this to the geothermal plants. Just like the reservoirs and dams cause earthquakes, the injection of all of these toxins from the wastewater treatment plant caused daily earthquakes up there in the mountains. And they have seismic sensors all over the mountains. Mm-hmm. And we have earthquakes continuously here because of what they're doing on the mountains, in the mountains here.
All right.
So I also wanted to talk about the Solaran Corporation. This is massively important.
Okay.
Everyone needs to understand what is behind Pacific Gas and Electric's bankruptcy here in Northern California and their claim of being responsible for some of the fires with improper vegetation management from the power lines, as well as admitting that some of their transformers caused the fire in Paradise. They've admitted to this. The reason they've admitted to this is because they know they're not going to have to pay any claims. This is Rothschild. Rothschild doesn't pay for anything. They extract money from the ratepayers, which is exactly what's happening here as a result of all the fires. But what is also happening is back in 2011, and again, I underscore, everybody please listen to the plan to burn up Northern California. What we didn't know back then, and we now know, is that Pacific Gas and Electric, and in fact the United States and all the other major countries, have signed on to a new format of delivering electricity back to Earth. They're on the Pacific Gas and Electric website. This is what it says. Energy from outer space. Find out how researchers are boldly going where no watt, W-A-T-T, has gone before. So let me describe what this is. Our utility companies have a big secret. And electricity is going to be beamed and is being beamed from space for weaponizing commercial space-based solar power satellites. And you can look this all up. Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N Corporation, which is based in Southern California in Manhattan Beach, holds patents for transmitting microwave-directed energy weapons from space to pinpoint locations on Earth. And under one of the several patents, they say that a solar-powered satellite will generate a powerful microwave frequency beam focused on an array of collector antennas where it will be transformed to electrical power supplied to PG&E, a.k.a. Rothschild. Then another patent talks about how the solar-powered satellite will generate powerful microwave radio frequency beams to control the weather by heating deployment of aluminum oxide and other conductive particulates sprayed from the aircraft. The patent describes methods of steering and changing the intensifying of hurricanes and other weaponized weather events. And they go under the guise that they've engineered a low-cost, competitive, zero-emission electricity from space. This is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they will launch and operate the world's first space-based power plant and sell electricity. And you can look this up for yourself. It is unimaginable, but I can tell you right now, here are the countries that are involved in this. Canada, China, the European Union, India, Japan, the Federation of Russia, the United States. In fact, the United States, Russia, and all of the countries I just named are working arm in arm. There are no borders. The misconception of enemies and the race for 5G with the United States and China is all a game. It's a game so that we think, oh my gosh, we need to get a hold of this technology before they do. When you listen to the report from Iron Mountain, you will understand how climate change or global warming was invented, why it was invented, and how they pulled it off. And that's the importance of the report from Iron Mountain. Now, that came out again during John F. Kennedy's administration.
Mm-hmm.
After
mm-hmm.
he was assassinated and this report was then given to Johnson, it was considered a hoax. It was never, ever a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about the annual, the minimum of people to depopulate on an annual basis and how industry would pollute the water, air supply, and more. And that is why over the years, many of us scratch our heads because we have these horrific toxic sites called Superfund sites,
mm-hmm.
And millions are appropriated to clean up these sites, and they never seem to get cleaned up because the monies are redirected to kill us.
They're usually redirected to the Democrat reelection campaigns. Tony in Louisiana asked this question. Says, Deborah, what about HAARP in Alaska? Is that outdated technology, or is that part of the 5G?
The HAARP is located all over the world. It's just all part of the WeatherMod programs. And you can do your own research further on that mm-hmm. to find that the Alaskan HAARP is mm-hmm. one of many.
You know,
and I think that Michael Morales does has an excellent YouTube channel where he goes through and you can see where all of these arrays are located.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
Michael
now,
Morales.
I would go and
take a look at his YouTube channel.
Okay, Deborah, this question is for me. During the fires, you mentioned Paradise, those fires, I saw a lot of photographs from there, videos from there. It looked like the fire jumped over some houses and grass wasn't even touched. And other shots show what looks like blue light, perhaps directed energy. Was that, do you feel that was a part of the fires?
Well, I don't just feel it, I know it. And that night of October the 8th of 2017 here in the Santa Rosa area where I am, many people observed these small strobe-like looking flashing lights. The atmosphere was created. It was very, very high winds. And at the last minute, it was mentioned that it was a red flag fire warning. No one could have anticipated how this would have ignited. Now, I will say a couple of things, and then I'll get into specifically answering that question in more detail. What the firefighters have said across the board that fought these fires, not only the 2017 fires, but the ones in 2018, too, they have never in the history of firefighting fought fires that spread this rapidly and are this hot and cause this kind of desertification. And so the next question is, everybody that's listening, what were they fighting? Well, they were fighting a direct attack, just like the tornadoes are attacking and the floods are attacking us. This is a direct attack. And actually we have from CAL FIRE, which is a taken agency. And when I say taken agency, what I mean is any and all agencies or corporations working for the corporate system, of which we have absolutely zero control of. We're on autopilot. So anybody at all that thinks we have representation and we can change by voting, think again. Think again. Please, think again. But I can tell you that we were hit with a number of weapons systems. Directed energy weapons doesn't only mean satellite space-based weapons like Sorin can do and did do. But it also means house-to-house combustibility with the smart meters being pulsed. They can pulse those smart meters and cause a fire. Now, you can type in on your search engine, smart meters and fires. It will cascade down all the fires that have started all over the world as a result of the deployment of the smart meters.
Wow.
But most interestingly and recently, we were told by a scientist that the house-to-house ignition and the combustibility, which allowed trees and grass and other aspects of the communities to survive the fires when the houses just burned, and all of you have seen those aerial photographs where the trees, the tops of the trees are still green. I've been to Paradise with two retired fire captains. Our research team went there twice to look for evidence of smart meter explosion, and we found it. Okay?
Wow.
So it is part of the smart grid that was deployed and pulsed as well. But also, this is very, very important. I hope everyone pays close attention. Because we have increased wireless in our homes. We have Wi-Fi. We have cell phones. We have all kinds of wireless connections in our homes. Highly combustible creates a tremendous amount of electrosmog and also causes fire. So it has been said that we should immediately cord up as best we can. Now, I did a YouTube a number of years ago called The Cooking of Humanity. For those of you that haven't watched it, I would recommend that you do. When we interviewed Barry Trower, who is a recognized world expert on microwave warfare. So The Cooking of Humanity. Understand what we face. These are attacks, fires, floods, tornadoes, you name it. We're being attacked in every way, frequencies, all of it. And I think that once people start to understand that there are things that we can know and we must know. And again, I refer to the report from Iron Mountain because we face a reality that most people can't imagine exists. And when I look and refer to the NASA war document, again, it's on stopthecrime.net, the title of this document is Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare, Circa 2025. Well, that future, 2025, is right now. So if you go on to Stop the Crime and you type in the search bar, NASA War Plan, you'll find it. But this was a PowerPoint that was delivered by the chief NASA scientist, Dennis Bushnell, at the NASA Langley of the NASA Langley Research Center 2 months before 9/11. And the topic is about bots, Borgs, and humans. And it basically talks about eliminating humans. I think everybody, it's pretty obvious that we're being mutated. We're being changed. None of us would agree to a transhumanism agenda willingly, or I shouldn't say that. Some people want this. Some people want to be augmented. And in many ways, we all are already augmented in many, many ways because the agenda is fairly far advanced at this point. But we're told that the world's in the throes of triple exponential IT, biological, and nanotechnology revolutions, and it is, and that changes are occurring at scales of months instead of decades. And I think we can all feel the pressure of the profound technological disruption that is hitting all of us from multiple fronts. This is a warfare. And in this document, it talks about how humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution of the planet. And they talk about global warming, pollution, deforestation. Deforestation, of course, is all the heavy chemtrailing, the diseased conifers that we have nationwide with the bark beetles, killing the trees. Millions and millions of trees are dead and dying. It's kindling there. Also, very interesting, throughout this document, I read about dams. And they talk about how huge public work projects, and they talk about the Three Gorges Dam. That's a dam in China, a dam that is certainly one of the dams that is likely to be breached. But they talk about they're going to redirect evolution. And what the climate action plans have reveal is that in order to reduce the CO2 emissions and reduce the 2 degrees Celsius that they say we have to reduce the temperature by, we have to go back to pre-industrial time. When you look at that in the documents, you find that pre-industrial time is before we had machinery or equipment. That's where we're being steered. And I can see that, too, in the shipping industry. Did you know that the major shipping industries right now are required to reduce their use of fuel? And one of the ways that they're going to initially reduce their fuel consumption is to slow down the speed in which they travel on the waters. Now, think about that. Think about how devastating that's going to be to our imports and exports. When they have to slow down trade, when they have to be exposed to the technologies of rogue waves and other manipulated sea events.
Well, Deborah, doesn't all this depopulation information kind of coincide or isn't it corroborated by the Georgia Guidestones? Asked Paul Shishi out of YouTube.
Well, absolutely, but there are many, many other documents as well. The climate action plans are certainly part of the genocide documents.
Is AOC part of this plan?
Yes. Sorry, go ahead.
Is AOC a part of this plan?
Oh, you mean the New Green Deal?
Yeah, AOC's
Green
Deal.
It's not a New Green Deal. It's only being highlighted as a New Green Deal. It's been in play for decades and decades. It's all part of what the report from Iron Mountain talks about. When you think of green, you need to understand that we have neuro-linguistic programming. There is absolutely nothing green about devastating the forest and killing us off. So when you see green in anything, think of brown and think of death, because it is not green at all. That's a psyop. A massive
psyops. Well, I would agree with that. Definitely some kind of psyops going on there. But it sounds to me, Deborah, like even if I double the amount of aluminum foil underneath my hat, that it's not going to work.
Well, at this point, at least at this moment, with the scalar waves and all of the 5G, it is an extinction frequency. I know that there are many people working on survival. We're going to have to see what becomes of that. But when you get to the genocide plans, I want to go over a couple of other things, because I want to talk about how we got in this position.
Okay.
How this slowly and incrementally happened to all of us. Because as I attended meetings for many decades, going down to San Francisco to fight against smart meters, locally we were against the unification of our and regionalizing our cities. We're now called One Bay Area instead of the cities that we were originally called before. And we thought we had a chance to certainly not go into this. And every attempt, every time we went, and we have some extremely well-known activists in this Northern California area, and in fact, globally known. And we would go to these meetings really believing in the beginning that we could change things, and we found out we couldn't. We found out that the 3-minute or 2-minute or 1-minute opportunities to speak publicly was literally in the corporate bylaws of the cities to continue the illusion that there is public input. So what slowly happened over time is all of these cities have been co-opted by consensus and Delphi techniques and advisory groups. You'll find that your cities hire these outside consultants from outside of your area to lead predetermined outcomes, in other words, policies that the United Nations have put in place. And they literally have a psychologist and psychiatrist looking at how they can push these policies through so that we will accept it and not understand the methodology behind the consensus in Delphi techniques. That's why I highly, highly recommended at the beginning of the show that everybody watch the movie Vice and the terror of the chaining time, and understand how advisory groups even led the war that we got into after 9/11, how they really literally fomented enough anger to cause us to go to war and die on the battlefield as all part of a genocide program. I also, for those of you that have not had an opportunity to read Silent Weapons, The Quiet Wars, I would recommend you download that as soon as possible, Silent Weapons, Four Quiet Wars. Read it. It's about a 43-page document. Understand that is also a genocide and enslavement plan as well. But let's talk about more than just the Delphi technique. We're under, right now, a one-world government. And it's an anticipatory government based on uncertainty. And that's the scheme to promote climate change, which is a cover-up for technologies used for climate control, mm-hmm. which is weather weapons. Yeah. And uncertainty is the need to prepare and protect and safeguard in advance of facts, formulated science based on uncertainty and doubt. Now, how we came across this was in a number of our inserts in our utility bills talked about the precautionary principle. I'm going to read you an example of the precautionary principle and how uncertainty about future climate and how effectively CO2 emissions will be reduced advanced by anticipatory governance and the precautionary principle. What the precautionary principle is that lack of full scientific certainty shall not be used as a reason for postponing an action. And that's what we see. We're run by the precautionary principle and uncertainty. It's an anticipatory government based on the precautionary insert. And here's an example of that. In our Pacific Gas and Electric bill, where they were talking about understanding electromagnetic fields, here's what they said. And I'm going to read this verbatim. The results from many research studies have been evaluated by international, national, and California EMF research programs to determine whether EMF poses any health risk. Mm-hmm. Given the uncertainty of the issue, the medical and scientific communities have been unable to conclude that usual residential exposures to EMFs cause health effects, or to establish any standard or level of residential exposure that is known to be either safe or harmful. These conclusions remain unchanged by recent studies. Again, the precautionary principle. Now, in order to create the illusion of climate change, they've utilized climate messaging and visual climate environmental communication over television. They needed to show the visual and tragic use of weapons, fires and floods and massive destruction and death are shown to us in pictures, in magazines and films and television as a it's visual shock value. This is terrorism. Mm-hmm. And again, it's uncertainty is really now our only certainty, because uncertainty, continuous media promotion of fear and chaos creates a society that's easily mind controlled. These are mind crimes. And also, it's important to note, people have jobs, and many people around you and around me, and maybe even you, are working within this constructive system that is devouring us. So what do I mean by that? I'm talking about linemen mm-hmm. that are deploying the networks. I'm talking about the jobs now that are created to dismantle everything about us that's human. Mm-hmm. And, again, as I said, the NWO, it's not new. It's earthing. Mm-hmm. And it is climate change. It's climate control. Yeah.
Deborah, you said at the beginning of the broadcast you needed about 5 minutes at the end to go over a topic. Was that the insurance plan, or what was that?
Well, I hadn't gone over the insurance plan, so I will. It wasn't actually what I was thinking about.
Yeah, what were you thinking about? I'm not putting words in your mouth.
Crucial. for everybody to understand what is happening here as a result of weaponized weather attacks.
Okay.
We're being told, and if you're in a flood zone or you're in an area that is in a low-lying area or you're in a fire zone or tornado alley, wherever it is that you are, you're going to find that you're not able to renew your insurance. And that's what's happening here in California. There are many areas that will be burned this year, this season, and Nevada City is high on the list. We're being told in our newspapers, Nevada City in California, which is an old gold mining country and a beautiful city with beautiful old Victorian homes, is likely to burn because of all the hundreds of thousands of dead standing trees that are kindling, but also the extreme electromagnetic frequencies, the deployment of the smart meters, and every time we've been up there, it's been very, very heavily chemtrailed. So before the fires, we're always very, very heavily chemtrailed as well. But what's happening is insurance is not being renewed. And even though people can fall back onto the base insurance that California provides if a other insurance company won't give you insurance, it's generally multiple times more in annual costs than before, and many people can't afford it. You cannot get a loan unless you have insurance. We've recently discovered on Bloomberg that they will not be renewing much of the coastal properties either.
Wow.
This will be how they will create a massive land grab of our land and our properties by not renewing our insurance and forcing us off our land. So watch for this. Check in, because what I find, Daniel, and maybe you find the same thing, and maybe all the listeners do too, is that you'll hear about these horrific fires, but you will not hear the aftermath. What's happening here now after the fires, a couple of years, almost 2 years now after the fires, you don't know what's happening here. But I can tell you what's happening here. The building codes are tightening up. People are leaving this area. There is no housing. We're in the wine country where there's a tremendous amount of Airbnb housing available. Airbnb is run by Google. And the intention for that, Google's motto is that you can live anywhere in the world and your home is anywhere that you are. In other words, you have no home at all. You leave from town to town, house to house.
Well, Deborah,
go ahead, Daniel.
We've got, okay, we'll make this the last question of the night. This is from Kimberly and Christine out in California. They say, Deborah, do you offer any proactive measures civilians can take, or is your main mission to arm the citizenry with knowledge?
Both. To definitely arm the citizenry with knowledge, because only with knowledge can people determine what solutions are. And everyone's solution to what you've been hearing me discuss on the program today is going to be based on the level of understanding and what we face. And there are, I have a solutions page on StopTheCrime.net. And as I said earlier in the show, where people can, you've got to get to primary water. You need generators now. If you're in fire areas or wherever you are, actually, you need generators, because power outages are going to be a nationwide event. It's going to be a black start. And to understand what a black start looks like, I would recommend everyone read the book. While it's a book based in, it's not a real occurrence, but it's called One Second After. Understand what it will look like. Again, I recommended that people turn their power off, live without power in your house. And there are many other solutions on StopTheCrime.net. But being armed with knowledge creates more solutions. We're very smart people. We have a lot of minds and people that do not want to die. They don't want to die.
No,
and I think if people really understood and believed what is happening, that's our biggest problem, is the depth of reality that we are in. And people just refuse to see the enormity of what we face. And I think once we can uncover that through documents, which is what I rely only on, is documents. That's why I talk about the climate action plans. That's why I talk about patents. Why I talk about organizations. It's all documents. That's what we're known for at StopTheCrime.net, is documents.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're really working hard, Daniel, to get this out more, as I said at one point in the program today, as Cliff Notes, so that people can hurry up and understand and make some very important decisions. Because there is no place to run to. There is no place to hide. I have people thinking that they can go to Costa Rica, South America, you name it. I have known many people that have done so and have come back. Because we are so, in many areas, we're not appreciated. We come in and we upset the property values in areas where it's third world countries by being able to buy large parcels of their land. And I know many people that are behind gated communities and feel safe in out-of-country locations, expat communities, as they're known. And yet, I know one such situation where their well that served 70 homes in this gated, guarded community was contaminated by the locals.
Wow. All right, Deborah, we've got Chris Wilson and Dream Walkers. They say thank you for all your great hard work. We've got Paul Shishi says, Deborah, you're very courageous. Chuck says he appreciates all of the research that you have done. So many compliments to your coming on the program tonight with this kind of information. And we appreciate you coming on. Now, can we have you on again sometime?
Absolutely. I would like to be on more often than not because really we are in the belly of the beast. Santa Rosa is Satan's rose. We are in Illuminativille in the sense that Bohemian Grove is only a half hour from here. We're also only a half hour from the world's largest geothermal plant. And we are fully rolling out. The city, county supervisors are fully rolling out water restrictions here. Wow. And I would love to be able to tell all of the listeners what this looks like, because right now the state of California by 2020 is going to be reducing our water consumption down to 55 gallons of water per person per day. We've had many people try to experiment with what that looks like. They can only get it down to about 180 gallons per person per day, just to see if they can get it down to 55. They can't. And when they called the water department and said, we can't get it down, they said, stop watering your outside vegetation. So what I did not have time to say was this is earth suffocation. This is now an accounting plan as well that's come into Santa Rosa. Again, go to stopthecrime.net. Look at the accounting fraud and scheme that has been sent to the United States from London called Ernst & Young. And take a look at the video that we have up about that, because the city of Santa Rosa has hired this London-based accounting firm that is creating revenue out of natural capital. And very quickly, what is natural capital? The cost for air, the cost for soil, the cost for grass, the paying back for the decimation of our coral reef, all of the sediment, charging us because they're claiming that we've destroyed everything and now we must pay again. This is to get us back to a reality of living in the year 1750. Make no mistake, we are being destroyed as a nation. All industrial nations are being destroyed right now. There will be no haves or have-nots.
Well, I'm not going to pay them, and I'm sure our listeners aren't going to pay them either. Hey, I appreciate you coming on the program. Yes, we definitely want to have you back and get some more great information from you. Sound good?
Absolutely. Everybody take care, stay safe, and learn. Pass this information far and wide.
All right, will do. Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
All right, you bet. All right, everybody.